From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Under pressure from a possible referendum against a controversial tax law, Republican leaders announced today they will repeal it. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
Governor Gary Herbert and top Republican lawmakers say that when the legislative session begins on Monday, they'll introduce a bill that will fully repeal the tax reform law, which was passed in a special session last month. It comes just 2 days after opponents say they submitted more than 150,000 signatures against the measure in order to put it before voters in November. At his monthly PBS Utah press conference, Herbert said he and other state leaders heard opponents of the bill loud and clear.
We decided the best course of action, reflecting the will of the people, is in fact to go back and push the restart button, go back to square number one, repealing Senate Bill 2001, and starting over.
People across the political spectrum oppose the law because it increases taxes on food and gasoline while cutting the income tax, which funds Utah schools. Some criticized lawmakers for passing it in a special session before the holidays. Fred Cox is a former lawmaker who sponsored the referendum.
They underestimated how big of a hornet's nest they kicked, and hopefully they finally realized that people didn't like the bill.
Herbert suggested that lawmakers should, quote, take a breather and return to the tax reform issue over the summer or in 2021. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert says no one at the Department of Health has been or will be fired in connection with the distribution of suggestive Utah-themed condoms as part of an HIV awareness campaign. 40,000 condoms had been distributed. The Department of Health is in the process of retrieving them, removing the suggestive outer packaging, and redistributing them. At a press conference Thursday, Herbert defended the decision to remove the condoms.
Government ought to do something that, you know, many of the people think are offensive. And so I thought there's just a better way to spend the money.
A spokeswoman for the Department of Health says they don't know yet how much retrieving and redistributing the 40,000 condoms will cost. The most recent poll from Dan Jones and Associates, a market research and public polling firm, shows Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox and former Governor John Huntsman are effectively tied for the Utah governor's race. Among likely GOP primary voters, Huntsman is polling at 32%, and Cox is at 28%. But a margin of error of 4 points means the two candidates are essentially tied. Huntsman is leading the race among unaffiliated voters with 35%, compared to Cox's 23%. No other GOP candidate for the governor's race has support in the double digits. 21 Republican attorneys general filed a letter to the Senate asking U.S. senators to reject the impeachment articles presented by the House. In the letter, the attorneys say the articles would erode the separation of powers outlined in the Constitution and are meant to overturn the will of the people. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes is one of the Republicans who helped file the letter. In a statement, Reyes accused Democrats of weaponizing the impeachment process. He said he believes it would hurt the U.S. abroad. Other states whose attorneys general support the letter include South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. The Sugar House temporary shelter opens tonight in Salt Lake City. The shelter can house up to 145 people and is meant to be an overnight emergency facility. Special temporary zoning passed last Friday to allow the shelter to be opened. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall said the emergency beds were necessary because 3 recently opened homeless shelters are operating at 96% capacity. On Monday, Sugar House residents donated winter clothes and placed signs outside the shelter reading, "Welcome Neighbors." The temporary shelter will remain open until April 15th. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.